Champagne chemist Patrick Arnold was indicted last month. In January, a federal judge is expected to announce his trial date. Arnold and Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative founder Victor Conti are charged with making and distributing the once undetectable substance known as the Clear. I spoke with Carle Foundation Hospital sports medicine doctor Jared Zimmerman about the hardest part of testing athletes for these drugs and what authorities need to do to get steroids out of sports.
What happens is, in order to detect a substance, we have to know what the substance is. So it's kind of a cat and mouse game between developing new steroids and detecting them. And what I mean by that is, in order to detect a steroid and its metabolic principles and how it's developed and what it looks like chemically, we have to kind of know what that substance looks like before we can look for byproducts when we're testing. Almost all of our steroid tests are done by looking for metabolic products as a result of the hormone that the athlete is taking. So if we don't know what that agent is that they're taking, it's almost physiologically impossible to try to catch it in the test. And there is big money in professional sports to be developing these drugs. And from my standpoint, and my standpoint as in the medical profession, we're trying to play catch up and keep up with, as new drugs are developed, we need to develop tests that catch those drugs.
Regardless of what the penalties are for banning an athlete, will chemists continue to find ways to hide the fact that someone's taking them?
I think bottom line in this is, until penalties get much stiffer, I don't know how much money Victor Conti made in Belco, but in exchange for a simple 3-month prison sentence and a slap on the wrist and a few amount of fines, the amount of money that he made through his Belco laboratory, I'm speculating here that for him it was probably financially worth it. Now, everybody has their own moral dilemmas of where this is at, and I would never be part of that and don't think it's the right thing to do, and I think it puts people at risk. But as long as you're talking big money, you're going to be able to find very intelligent people that are willing to create these substances until we make the penalty for doing it have a little more teeth.
I don't know if you can tell by the way if someone swings the bat or makes a tackle in football or whatever. Can you, as a medical professional, take something from an athlete's performance that shows that it was obvious they were using something?
Quite frankly, no. I truly believe, as a whole, the majority of our athletes are clean. And I think it would be a disservice to the great athletes that do it naturally and do it by hard work and performance to speculate that they're cheating. Having in my profession where I work with a lot of athletes at a lot of high-level events, I am very firm on, I think this is a problem that's very limited. And it's getting blown out of proportion for the number of athletes that are using it. And I think it would be a bad thing to say that you could recognize if somebody makes great strides that, oh, that was because they were using steroids. I don't think that's the case at all.
Zimmerman says the handful of athletes he's treated that used steroids were bodybuilders and not collegiate or professional athletes who took part in competitive sports. The doctor says he's much more concerned about teenage athletes taking performance-enhancing drugs, not only because of their potential side effects, but because drug testing would be far too costly for a school district to administer. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.